Take a pizza.
All right. Welcome back. And, yeah, man. What are we going to do now that I've got all this time? I want people to know I started a nonprofit called Take Back Wisconsin. First, this song here. This goes out to everybody that was in my life the last year. My mom, my soulmate, Maurice, Martha, Grace, Alyssa, Max, Jasmine, Penelope, and Juan. I love you guys. I'll get through this. But isn't it true? This song just choked me up this morning. Why do you turn on the radio and get stuff like that? Is that those things that are meant to happen? Everything happens for a reason. You hear that song and
music is powerful, man. No
see
doubt.
Your life is basically three quarters through, man. And now I'm watching these little kids grow and wanting to be there. Selfish grandpa. I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about, especially from the last year. And everybody that lost someone special to them, pets, friends, family, it hurt. It hurt more than it ever did before. But I think I'm stronger because of it, and I think other people will feel the same way. It is true, I think. If it doesn't kill you, it does make you a little bit stronger. Or it can, if you turn it right. We got a caller? Put them on, man. You know I ain't got no control over here.
We have a little computer issue over there. Gotta tell Crudy.
It's all right.
It's Catherine from Madison.
Catherine, welcome. Uh-oh.
Hi, I just was going to tell you, you have put an earworm in me with that. You talk too much. I'll be singing that song all week. I just know it.
It's so cool. Even the year and a half old kid, when I put that on, he just started dancing around.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
I know.
It's so bright.
And songs like that get in the back of your head, and when you're not thinking about anything, it pops out. Okay, I'm going to be cursing you. So I called because I just wanted to tell you, when I was young, I was about 3 or 4, and I was an only child. And for some reason, I guess our family had some difficulties, and we ended up with all the relatives living together because my parents owned a house. So we had 5 adults and 5 children under 5 living in a 2-bedroom apartment in Chicago. And this sounds like a disaster, but I remember it many times all my life, all the wonderful things and having my aunts around and other kids and just the lifestyle we had for those about half a year or so. And it stayed with me my whole life.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. These large families that live in tight quarters, and that's kind of what my son and his family have had to do. And I mean, they love each other. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for saying that because, no, go ahead.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say, just that I think sometimes having everything isn't what it's packed up to be.
Right.
I think that what we really want is each other,
I think you're absolutely right. And I was fortunate. I grew up in a pretty tight-knit family, I mean, we grew up with, the culture, that really enjoyable American culture where during the holidays, a lot of people that hadn't seen each other for 6 months or a year, but it was like every holiday, grandparents, aunts and uncles, grandkids. And I don't think there's as much as that going on now. It is a much more difficult world, and it's like everybody, it's so international now. I mean, family's just on the move. My family isn't all that tight anymore, but I think that's normal. I mean, because we all have children or we have, connected families somewhere else. And you just kind of branch off. But it's still, the life I had growing up in the 60s and 70s was so beautiful. I want to try and bring that back. And we're gonna find a way. I swear to God, we're going to find a way to do that here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Well, best to you, and your mom's going to miss them, but they're never going to forget her if they're not around much. They'll always remember that time. So
You're right.
Well, let's go.
Thanks. No, I'm still both hoping that, my mom and I, that they don't get so far away from us. It's kind of hard not to. Why would you want them to go away when you've fallen in love with them? And that's exactly what it is. But my mission now is to get back to what I was doing before my life fell apart. And, you know, I basically around 2012, you know, my best friend, it started showing that she was having, you know, just delusions. And some people thought that it was fake. And I was like, no, you know, that's ridiculous. So here I am. I had started this nonprofit called Take Back Wisconsin Incorporated, and it's still sitting there. And it's kind of locked and lost in Facebook because I wasn't the guy that developed the page. And the young man that did, really bright guy, right? I've tried to get a hold of him. Hopefully we can connect. But it's time to take that and the URL that I have, which is takebackwisconsin.org. And the mission is to travel. I was looking at my map, okay, my Wisconsin map. And I love just driving, right? And I try to avoid the major congestion, which is usually going to take you out on country roads and hills and winding and beautiful scenery. And then you're going to have to go through small towns and slow down. I would rather take the extra hour, hour and a half, 2 hours on a long trip to enjoy all that than get stressed out on the freeway, man. So anyway, I'm looking at the map and I'm like, I know this place. I know these places. I've traveled quite a bit. I've driven more miles than, I guarantee you, than most people on the planet. I get in my car, the jobs I had, the missions I've been on, going to see people that live afar, like my best friend, 3 hours away, so I'm driving every week, sometimes twice. And I'm going to keep doing that. But what I want to do is get to these small places and connect with people and share with them what exactly is going on and what we actually can do about all this stuff, which was... Again, we the people are the government. You hear Tom who calls in on this station, you know, that never forget that. We the people are the government, but right now we're not because we're letting our elected officials not listen to us. I guarantee you most of us agree on a lot of the core issues as just human beings. Now, I can't do anything about your racism or your bigotry or, you know, your applying different rules to people that live differently than you, LGBTQ, you know, everything. People that are different cultures, different languages. Boo to all you guys that think you're better than anybody else. Seriously. I don't think that human beings were meant to be divided the way we are. Sure. I'm going to talk about what I know, what it's like for people that aren't white. Because I think a lot of people, you know, you don't know what it's like to be black. You don't know what it's like to be brown. You don't know what it's like to be... Yes, I do. Okay? I do. I have friends in all quadrants of this, I guess, divided world that we live in. Friends from all over the place, all different cultures. Yep. We'll be back in a minute.